Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, an opponent has been found as Terry Moore and her staff and crew will take on the University of Tennessee on Thursday afternoon at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. It'll be just the second meeting between the two teams in school history. Last time they met, 91-57 for the Lady Vols, and that was back in 1987 when Pat Summitt was coaching. This season, Tennessee 3-1, the rationale being very simple.
The goal is just to have a meaningful season. We know the Big Ten is going to be extremely difficult. It always is. We don't want those big gaps, right? We don't want to play a game and then not play a game for 2 weeks. You know, I just think that's really difficult on your team.
So it works out great for Indiana here because Thursday's meeting will replace that previously scheduled game with Butler that didn't happen over the weekend due to COVID problems with the Bulldog program. The Hoosiers have played only 3 games, or 2-1, but they've been out of action since they lost at Kentucky on Sunday, December the 6th. So it's Tennessee, high-quality opponent out of the SEC, Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock for the IU women. Our thought for the day here on a Tuesday, be not simply good, be good for something. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So our first COVID postponement in basketball, not Bloomington North's fault, but its Conference Indiana opener with Southport Friday night, postponed due to COVID issues with the Cardinals, who lost at South back last Friday night. About the only way to slow Jason Spears' quintet down 4-0 after scoring 191 points and 2 wins over the weekend. South plays at Terre Haute North after getting schooled defensively by Bloomfield on Saturday, dropping its record to 1-1. Matt Wadsworth still likes his club early season. Those Mustangs open the WIC at home against Indian Creek Thursday at 7:30.
I feel like our pieces are interchangeable. You know, as a coach, that's something we're trying to figure out in practice. How do you fit these pieces together? But I think that each and every player is open to how they're being used on the offensive end. I think we've got a smart basketball team, and so I think that defensively, you know, that basketball IQ is going to help us grow as a defensive team throughout the season.
WIC opener Thursday night against Indian Creek in the Corral at 7:30, the voice of Matt Wadsworth. Our thought for the day, have a very good reason for everything you do today. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.